Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Ex-President Donald Trump's expected in a Manhattan courthouse on Tuesday. He'll be answering a criminal indictment that is still under seal. Former federal U.S. attorney Preet Bharara.
The predicate offense, falsification of business records, is pretty simple. It seems to have been conceded in large part by various people, including some of the president's own lawyers, that on the business records of the company, it has been suggested that the payments made to Stormy Daniels and other payments were legal fees when they obviously weren't.
He was on Face the Nation. Trump attorney Joe Tacopino was on ABC, asked about Trump's claim that the judge dislikes him.
He's entitled to his own opinion. And what he's been through, quite frankly, I don't blame him for feeling the way he feels. You're asking me my opinion. Do I think the judge is biased? Of course not. How could I subscribe to that when I've had no interactions with the judge that would lead me to believe he's biased?
One of the few prominent Republicans not fully backing Trump supporters' attacks on that New York prosecutor is now also urging Trump to stop running for president. And
former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has made it official.
I have made a decision, and my decision is I'm going to run for president of the United States.
On ABC, Hutchinson said, especially given the recent indictment of Donald Trump, he believes the Republican Party needs to look elsewhere.
This is one of the most unpredictable political environments that I've seen in my lifetime. And so my message of experience, of consistent conservatism, of hope for our future and solving problems that face Americans, I think that resonates.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
In sports, NCAA Women's Hoops Finals.
Kim Mulkey, in year two, has orchestrated a turnaround for the ages. LSU has captured its very first championship.
That courtesy of ESPN as the LSU Tigers beat Caitlin Clark and Iowa 102-85. Pope Francis out of the hospital, taking part in Easter week activities.
This year's Holy Week ceremonies will be different, as the Pope was hospitalized this week with breathing difficulties and was treated for bronchitis. He was discharged from Rome's Gemelli Hospital yesterday and appeared to have recovered well and was in good spirits when he returned to the Vatican. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Elsewhere overseas in St. Petersburg, Russia, there's been a mysterious explosion at a cafe.
The blast killed a prominent Russian military blogger who was a vocal supporter of Russia's war in Ukraine. At least 25 others were hurt. There's been no claim of responsibility.
Correspondent Jerika Duncan, and this is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All I need is 30 minutes. 5 days a week is better than 40 hours of losing your soul. Then why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know. And why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow. And I wanna know. this day, why don't you show me? 'Cause I wanna know, and why don't you hold me? Feels like it's ready to blow, and I wanna know, and I'll be waiting for you as you reach the other side. I'll be waiting for you, standing there with open arms, open arms. The fire is burning, the whole forest down, the flowers are upon yourself, and be kind above all else, and don't you fear no what lies ahead. Look for those good words inside your head.
New stuff, fresh stuff, Jeffrey James Show. All this wonderful local music is brought to you by our sponsors like Ignite Glass and Gifts, three locations, Bannison, Monona, Odonna, and Willie Street, igniteglassandgifts.com, and of course, Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston, in Madison, there's pizza, and then there's Sal's, SalvatoreTomatoPies.com, and don't forget about Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, in door and outdoor seating. Oh, yeah, I can't wait for that outdoor seating. And live music, FullMileBeerCompany.com and Harmonious Whale. We're going to play a tune from them because that's amazing, amazing tour in Ireland and Scotland this summer. Ride with the band on a bus. Find out more online at HarmoniousWhale.com. That's Harmonious, WAIL.com. Here they are now. Harmonious Whale, Just Gone Ahead on Max Inc. Radio. We are local.
music.
I was born in Boston in March of 85. Ponder over motion, every moment is alive. I've always been a traveler on the road and in my head. I'm still your number one, and we'll be waiting at the gates. So saddle up and do the do, and never complicate. See me in the blue smoke, feel me in the breeze, hear me in the bird song.
Harmonious Whale on Max Inc. Radio. They've got a really special tour that they're doing in Ireland and Scotland this summer, right along with the band on a bus. Find out more at harmoniouswhale.com. Rocker, I heard you know, we're going to be at Atwood Fest. We can't go on the bus. What are we going to do? I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do.
We're going to tell people that they should go and get on the bus because it sounds like a great trip, and right. I can only imagine that there's going to be some stopping at like some distilleries and some brew pubs.
Yeah, just a pub along the way.
And, you know, check and hang out with Maggie and Sims and the guys and listen to some music.
Right.
Drink some whiskey and beer. I mean, castles? I don't know. Sounds like a lot of fun.
There's going to be a castle, right? There's got to be a castle.
Castles? I mean, Loss?
Yeah.
Werewolves?
Yeah, right. Loch Ness Monsters. That's gonna be a good time. What else do we have going on tonight, Rocker? I see like instruments coming in, instruments going out.
Oh, we have live music coming up, Rob, in the Devil's Lair, Too Sick Charlie, Cigar Box Guitar Blues.
There you go.
Say that three times quickly.
I can't wait.
And Dave Nielsen, he just got here. He was a concert goer to the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night. And we're gonna hear about his experience at the Morbid Angel show. And Max Inc. Heavy at 10 p.m., yeah. Rob, 20-minute mission. Me and Jimmy are going to interview Madison Punk Group, 20-minute mission. They're releasing a new album.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Sounds like a lot of fun. And it's all coming up right next, right here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
to be strong at all. Here in your love, I am free. I never knew that it could feel like this. Oh, you're more than my lover. You're my best friend.
Yeah. Follow her path.
kissed again.
Rat Boys on Max Inc. Radio, Black Earth, Wisconsin.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief, due mid-afternoon Tuesday at New York State Court alongside his client and ex-President Donald Trump, attorney Joe Tacopina telling ABC,
"We're not doing anything at the arraignment because that would be showmanship and nothing more because we haven't even seen the indictment yet."
Though Trump has been blasting it on his social media platform, and that is being echoed widely by his supporters and many Republicans, although not by ex-Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, he's calling on Trump not to run again, and he tells ABC,
"I have made a decision, and my decision is I'm going to run for president of the United States."
31 deaths are now blamed on tornadoes and storms that battered small towns and big cities across the South and the Midwest. Cody Coombs was finishing a pest extermination job in Little Rock.
I saw little chunks of wood and roofing just being flung around in front of me, so I knew at that point it had to be nearby.
President Biden says he's been in touch with governors in Arkansas, Illinois, and Delaware to offer help. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Now, we've had tech crews more than once. Once
Wisconsin. Slippery hands.
And once in Ishiwaka, Indiana.
He was so desperate, he literally walked into this diner with families eating and shook every single person's hand, whether they wanted him to or not. And some of the kids are like, "What, Bobby?"
He was invading lots of bubbles.
"Bobby, make the greasy man go away. I can smell the desperation, Mommy."
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local
music. Up to the sky, do you see an overnight, or is it darkness far beyond your reach? You say you can see the end, you're just waiting to ascend. All the violence wrought while you were on your knees. Oh, you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door. I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war?
Deception. Now do you hold yourself so high above the brimstone and the flame and the cruelty in his name? Tell me, how is that a thing you can call love? When you call me a sinner on the steps of my front door, I wonder, have you never heard of irony before? 'Cause if your man is true and he loves you more, tell me, why does he keep taking you to war? Why does he keep taking you to war?
Cancellations, Taking You to War, new stuff, fresh stuff, rocker. So many new songs tonight. I just love it.
We can give a big thanks to Jimmy K for that one.
He just does an excellent job, you know, programming it, finding all the local artists. And if they're a local artist right now and they're listening to this stuff, how do they get on Max Inc. Radio?
You know, just send us an email to Max Inc. Radio, M-A-X-I-N-K Radio at gmail.com. And, you know, send us an MP3.
Yeah, do it now. We'll get you on later on it.
And if you got, you know, something really going on, let us know. We'd love to interview you as well.
Speaking of interviews, special guests in the studio now, right?
We do, Rob. Dave Nielsen, he set out from Madison to attend a concert in Belvedere, Illinois at the Apollo Theater with Morbid Angel and Crypta. Later that evening, tragedy struck the venue as it was hit by a tornado or high winds. We're not exactly sure. Many were hurt and one person lost their life. And here to talk a little bit about his experience is Dave Nielsen. Dave, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, thanks.
Dave, you and your partner attended the show at the Apollo Theater last night, and on the way to the show, were you thinking about storm warnings? Did you make any preparations for the show? What were you thinking? Was it a scary ride down there?
We had talked about it a little bit. My partner was concerned about the storm, and I was like, well, there have been a million tornadoes. We survived all of them. No big deal. Let's just go.
Yeah.
And wasn't a bad ride. It wasn't that windy. The car didn't blow around. It barely sprinkled on us. The radar, by all means, looked like it was going to go north of us, and I thought we were just going to avoid the whole storm altogether, and I couldn't have been more wrong.
And a tornado or high winds caused from a tornado, there was the cause of a roof collapse at the venue. Were there any warning signs? I mean, when you were there, What was the scene like?
Well, a tornado warning went off on our phone. We were on the balcony when the tornado warning went off on our phones, and so we went down to the lower level. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we got down to the lower level, the venue announced that they were going to postpone the show for 30 minutes for the storm to pass. Mm. In the meantime, we checked out the merch booth and kind of wandered through. And there was a door off to the side, and I was like, hey, let's step outside for a minute. And somebody opened the door, lightning crashed, and my partner said nope and went the other direction. And there was a bar over the other direction, and people were sort of moving in that direction. somebody said something about the basement, and we thought, okay, well, maybe we can get down to the basement this way. We started following people. We moved through the main floor, and within seconds of our passing there, I could hear something. I turned around. I saw the ceiling crack, and it all came down like a waterfall.
Wow.
I've never seen anything like it before.
I can't imagine seeing that. I mean, were there people there?
Yeah. I don't know how many people were under it, but yeah, it rained down on everybody that was under that area.
And you guys were by the merch table, I heard?
No, we were kind of over by the bar area, not quite. We were in between there was a doorway leading to the door from the main dance floor, I guess.
I mean, what did you do when you saw that? What did people do? What was the general reaction?
Some people dove in trying to help and to find their friends. I kind of went into shock and just tried to make sure we were safe and not going to get crushed.
And worried about more?
I was mostly just worried about staying alive and making sure everybody around me was okay.
Now, you think this experience will change how you prepare to attend concerts in the future? I mean, like for me, I think, gosh, you know, I just throw on my jacket, you know.
How do you prepare for a tornado?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, looking back, you know, I suppose we could have stayed home, but I mean, you just don't know. You can't predict these things. I don't know.
So would you'd say, hey, gotta go to the concert? I know, you see things. I know how you feel, where you're like, you know, you hear there's a bad storm, you know, you got concert tickets, you're gonna go. Who's not going to go, right?
Right. It's, yeah. You know, you think, what could I have done different? And I don't know. I don't know that I would have done anything different. I suppose I should have listened more to the warnings.
Mm. But you told me that Crypta had a great show. They were able to play, but Morbid Angel did not get to play.
Correct. Also, Skeletal Remains, and I forgot the name of the other band that was on the ticket.
Oh, so most of the bands really got to play.
No, only Crypta played.
Only Crypta played, I see. You know, a message, Morbid Angel, we got a hold of them, and they said, on behalf of Morbid Angel, we want to first and foremost send our deepest and heartfelt condolences to the family and friends of the individual who tragically lost their life last night, and the venue roof collapsed due to heavy winds. We lost a brother from the metal scene last night, and many were hurt and injured in this tragedy. We would like to express how truly thankful we are for those in attendance, the fans, venue, staff, bands, and crew that assisted getting people out to safety. You are the true heroes. And so they're going to try and reschedule that show coming up for April 5th in Joliet, Illinois. I don't know if you saw that
statement. Yeah, that's the show for tonight.
Right. Oh, I see. Yeah,
they were supposed to be in Joliet tonight.
Excellent. So, well, very cool. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to stop in the studio and reflect on such an emotional experience. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave. Rob, we still have Devil's Lair coming up with Too Sick Charlie just after 9.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why you think you're
Jenna Jane's Max Inc. Radio, White Kurt, yeah, Realty, Lake Point. Let us open the door for your future home. Stop by our office in Outwood Avenue, Madison's East Side. Find them online, WhiteKurtLakePoint.com. Like a fool in the dark when I wanted a flame, all I got was a scar. Our tender hearts beat on the vine, and the I took a chance and put it all on the line. Configuration is creating limitations in our area of syndication. This operation, you got it all wrong. I'm turning you off while you're trying to turn me on. And while you're on me, my heart's bursting in another galaxy. I'm going for speed. Baby, you couldn't keep up with me.
and you're moving too slow. I've gotta let you go.
Anna Wang, Drive Fast on Max Inc. Radio. Aaron Weber Group supporting this hour of the local stuff. The most trusted name in real estate. Find them at movetomadison.com. Also, Ethical Trade Company. Yeah, I can say it. Ethical Trade Company. Goods for a Better World. Located in Madison's east side. Find them online at ethicaltradeco.com. We are local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I've been burning through these days. I've been wandering a while. So much time has slipped away. I've got so much left to do, so much left to say. I've been living tomorrow, and I've been breathing yesterday. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. I swear I've been here before. I swear I've played this song on the 8th of December. Somewhere years from now. I swear I know these roads, but I don't know this town. I know every Wi-Fi code, but not a single name in the crowd. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Give me some room, this room is spinning out. Slow it down. I need to be here now. Slow it down. I need to be here now. She looks worried now. She asks me where I've been. Try to remember.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the career.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.